Durant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and Squidbilly hanging out with you here on this Roster Cutdown Wednesday. It's also Which One Wednesday. I'm tired of Bo running off at the mouth on Which One Wednesday and just talking all kinds of noise.
I don't talk noise. I back it up. I mean, you act like...
I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it just your show?
It is my segment. Don't you always say that?
You talk in my segment all the time.
Anyways, you talk a lot of trash to the people that I host on Which One Wednesday.
Because I beat them.
And I'm tired of it. So I was like, Dylon, how about you step up to the plate? Just like we did last week on Fair Foul, Dylon's going to host Which One Wednesday.
I feel like I'm being set up a little bit. I feel like I'm being set up because
I have no sleight of hand. There's nothing up my sleeve. I promise you. I just want to see how this rolls. And we might agree on every single thing. I don't know. But let's just let's roll it out there, Dylon, and see, man.
All right. We're going to start with this. Obviously, roster cutdown day, a big day. Big night for the Atlanta Braves, too. So with this, I'm going to mix them a little bit here. Which one is more likely? The Braves, after all their trials and tribulations that they have gone through this season, they make the World Series. They don't have to win it, just a World Series berth. Or the Falcons getting a berth in the Super Bowl. So which one is more likely? Braves making the World Series or the Falcons making the Super Bowl? Which one?
Well, that is as tough as it gets. You know what? I'm going to say I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think Major League Baseball is set up in a way to have certain – the team that spends the most has the best opportunity to win, and that would be a Dodgers or a Phillies. You know, you could go to the Yankees in some ways. The Orioles are a good young team. They haven't spent a lot. But all those teams are a lot healthier and a lot better position. The Falcons have yet to start their season. They're pretty healthy. And parity is something that is seen more in the NFL as far as teams making the playoffs. However, I will say you do see the same teams making the Super Bowl every year.
Are you done? Getting the dance, Dylan.
I think the Falcons can get the dance with veteran leadership. An explosive defense, or excuse me, an opportunistic defense with an explosive offense, and we could be in the Super Bowl.
Shocker here, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Sit down. This is a team in the Braves that have already, what are we, five-sixths of the way through the season and have already proven themselves that they have the pitching to be able to get this done. Do I believe in the Braves as World Series winners? No. But you know you have the staff at least to get that done. I love the Atlanta Falcons roster. There are way too many questions at this point. It is impossible almost to go from a 7-10 season and a fired coach to getting a berth back in the Super Bowl. Ryan Snicker knows how to get it done. This roster knows how to get it done. They're gritty. They play with some pluck. They got all the right guys. They'll get healthy eventually. The Braves are way more likely to make it to the World Series than the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
You heard it here. The Falcons will not make the playoffs or even the Super Bowl, according to this guy.
That's what you love people to think, isn't it?
I'm glad you're such a Debbie Downer.
You're like Twitter in person. All right, keep
Chicken
going.
Chicken Little over here.
All right, we're starting out of the gate strong. I like it.
Chicken Hawk from Foghorn Leghorn.
Keep this same energy with a non-sports question. You know I like to take a peek at my national days. We'll get back to the sports, but a quick change-up for you here. Today is National Red Wine Day. And I know at first I was thinking, should I do Which One, red wine, or something else? But there's no other option for you guys, so I had to do this. Which one would you rather have after a long day? And cold beer is not an option. Which one would you rather have after a long day out of these red wines, a Merlot or a Pinot Noir? I know these are two beer drinkers here, so I don't know how sophisticated they are about knowing the difference, but here we go.
No, the Pinot Noir is the Merlot, fine. It's a little too dry for me, I'm going to be honest with you. And look, I don't know where Squid's at. I know he's a fan of his cranberry vodkas and things like that. I'm a little more cultured, however. All right, and I know that the Pinot Noir doesn't have the dryness, maybe a little more buttery from here and there. But when I am winding down after a long day, maybe an Italian style of dinner, something like that, maybe I've had a nice risotto, something along those lines, I would like to go with the Pinot Noir. The Merlot, a little too dry for me on the back end. I don't want to wake up at 2 a.m. going, you know what I mean? Give me something with a little more juice to it. Go ahead, Bo.
Mike just broke it down beautifully, Bo. I love to see how you counter this.
Well, first off, I'm a man that enjoys the reds, not a white.
By red, he means cranberry.
Not a white wine guy. But nothing makes me happier than going by the Buckhead Butcher Shop on the way home and getting me one of those, maybe a tomahawk, maybe just a cowboy ribeye, putting it on the big egg, big green egg, you know.
Just pay attention to this politician over here. He's like, let me talk to you about the red meats, not the red wine.
A little Kraft box macaroni and cheese. I make it special. I was born on the box, raised on it. And then opening up a nice bottle of Merlot. I'm a huge Merlot fan. It's my number one go-to. I'll take it over a Pinot all day long. You know, I'm not like Mike. I think it tastes phenomenally, and I don't wake up like some people because I'm a man. I'm 40.
It's a decision. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Donald. Keep going.
Okay. Let's get back to sports here. Which one is more likely to happen? Marcelo Zuna gets the triple crown. That is obviously RBIs, home runs, batting average. He leads two out of the three right now in the NL. He doesn't have to be anybody AL, just in the NL. Or Kirk Cousins gets the MVP. Now, just a little context. He is currently four home runs behind Shohei Ohtani. Shohei has 41. Marcel at 37 right now. Which one is more likely? Marcel getting the triple crown or Kirk Cousins wins MVP? We will start. Mike, you started last time. Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, I know we're running up against it, and I know Mike's going to be long-winded as normal, so I would go with Marcelo Zuna. He has had a phenomenal year. He is hitting the cover off the ball right now. Unbelievable what he's been able to do. I think Kirk Cousins, while he could have an MVP performance, he's got more around him that is healthy at the moment that I would project that could almost battle him. You know, you never know what kind of year Bijan Robinson's going to have, and running backs can sneak in still. Marcelo Zuna has been one of the best players in baseball since May of 2023, and that's not slowing down for the rest of this season.
With Kirk Cousins, we can project. We can project what he'll be like with Zach Robinson. We can project what this offense might be with Raheem Morris in the head coaching spot. We can project what Kyle Pitts and Drake London will do all year. We really simply don't know. So from a Vegas perspective, two of the things of the three we do know is that Marcelo Zuna is leading in two of these categories and not the third. So projections as far as the Falcons, and things I know, and projections as far as Marcelo Zuna and the Triple Crown. Give me that. Bo, what do you need to say?
You just said a bunch of word salad, and also you're channeling your inner Gabe Orton here.
Is that what it is?
I noticed. You're not saying anything more intelligently. You're just saying it louder.
Wow. Did you say I was going to talk for a long time? Go ahead, Dylan.
All right, last one real quick here. Which one are you taking? Georgia winning the national championship or the field to win the national championship?
Oh!
Mike, you get to start.
Man, look, I believe there's a great chance for Georgia to win their own triple crown, and I mean national championship, Heisman, and first overall draft pick. Great chance. All right, but the odds tell me that usually the guy that's the bell of the ball before the year does not end up that way. Most times in college football history, that's not how it rolls. I've seen enough Alabama preseason number ones to see them not happen. It's also a very difficult schedule for the Georgia Bulldogs. Give me the field. I do think probably somebody from the SEC. I'm not ready to say that about Alabama. I love Texas. Give me the field for that one, Dylan. And it's a very, very close race. That's a great which one.
Yeah, this is a tough one because you'd ask any other year. And I think you could have said Georgia. Let me rephrase it. Had we not just be starting a completely new system with a 12-team playoff, with the expansion in these conferences we have had, with the schedules looking as tough as they do, Georgia and Florida both play the toughest schedules. I have to go. And also, we hadn't seen a team spend an outrageous $20+ million on a roster in a weaker conference. I would say Georgia all the way, but the field is. The field, we just don't even know what the field looks like. We don't even know what the field looks like right now with 11 other teams. I got to go, Phil.
All right. We got to hurry up.
All right. So we actually have a tie right now. So quick rapid fire one.
10 seconds
for you here. All right. Honestly, I did not expect this. So we're gonna go with this. Which one is a better All right. We'll have to go with this. Which one is a better music genre? Let's go with country. Or let's go with alternative rock.
It's not even close. I like alternative rock. It's not even close. Country is a storytelling genre, okay? It's all about the life you live and the story you want to tell, even though I think most of them are lies. alternative rock. I mean, like, that's cool. Like, let's just, you know, mumble a little bit. Let's play the guitar at a high level. It's not that I don't like it, but come on, dude. That's not even worth talking about.
Is he done? It's amazing to me that someone that uses an alternative rock song in his musical open for his segment.
Okay, what's he talking about?
Let me finish.
What's he talking about?
My turn to talk.
No.
It's my time.
It's a storytelling genre.
It is my time.
It's a short storytelling
genre. Is going to crap on that genre. Alternative rock changed the way we use music. And it's also sampled in other musical outlets like R&B and hip-hop.
10 seconds or less.
It is abso-freaking-lutely alternative rock, and I'm a country boy.
No.
All right, let's head to Judge Data quickly for the results.
Guys, it was tough, but I'm sorry, Mike. Bo got you on this one.
This is not
the alternative rock, bro. The alternative rock.
Steal!
It was the alternative rock. I have no hate against country, but
I don't even know how we were tied.
Country was downer, man.
The reigning.
So here's the thing.
Defending.
I was asked for my outlook. It was all about the debate, not about the right answer.
I know, but the answer was just not selling.
Whatever.
Storytelling.
Whatever. All right, here's what we're going to do. We got wake up call.
Tell your story and wake up call.
404-726-0929. We got to get to break. 404-726-0929. Here's the question. Georgia Bulldogs or the field? Georgia Bulldogs or the field for the national title? And also, what did you think about the initial 53-man? Any surprises from the initial 53-man for the Atlanta Falcons? That's coming up on the other side. It's Morning Shift. Mike and Squid hanging out with you. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.